Hello and welcome to the podcast series called Behind the Athlete. My name is Raf Agostino and I have the privilege of working at School Sport Victoria. You might have noticed that we're really excited by the athletes that have come through our Team Vic pathway, the athletes we're calling Team Vic alumni. These athletes have gone on to be elite athletes and even wear the green and gold and represent their country and become an Olympian. We're pretty excited by that. So we knew there were life lessons to be learned by talking to not just the athletes, but the people who are support staff and have played a significant role in these athletes becoming who they are. So enjoy this short podcast series called Behind the Athletes as we dive into the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, as we talk to parents, coaches, teachers, principals, anyone who's had a significant part in these Team Vic alumni athletes becoming elite athletes and Olympians. We're really excited and we hope you get lots of lessons out of this short series. Enjoy.
Did you know? School Sport Victoria offers 650,000 sporting opportunities in 31 different sports. At 10,700 events across the state, every single year. That's a lot of kids playing sport. And for over 25 years, the Victorian School Sports Awards have recognised more than 1,500 students, teachers and volunteers for excellence and outstanding contribution to school sport. Now that's a champion effort.
Hello and welcome to the first edition of the Behind the Athlete podcast for 2022. Today, we're joined by two very special people, Chrisanne and Genevieve, who joined us, and we're going to talk around Genevieve's amazing baseball achievements. How are you both?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. Now, Genevieve, the reason we're speaking to you is because you have just hit the NBL as a female pitcher in the men's team, in the baseball team. Yep. How does that feel to be the only female in that team?
It's a pretty good achievement. I think I mainly take it as just being selected as a squad. I don't really see it as being the first female, You know, either way, being selected for that squad is just amazing, and it's an amazing opportunity for my development going into college in 2023. So. Yeah,
nice. Sounds good. Now, Chrisanne, Genevieve came through the Team Vic program, and also your son, we should mention too, also came through the Team Vic program several times. But Genevieve herself in 2015 and 16, 2015, I'm pretty sure, was the Pacific School Games. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Yep, and that took place
in Adelaide. What location?
In Adelaide. Yep. Adelaide. And then 2016 was Werribee.
Werribee, and she captained the softball team that year.
Great. That's fantastic. Genevieve, tell us about that experience for you, 2015, 2016. What was it like being in the Team Vic softball teams?
It was an interesting experience, I think. It was my first year actually ever playing softball. So I found it very different to baseball in the way that they played the game and just how the team mixed. I think it was definitely a good learning experience to see what softball is like, but you know, it was a lot of fun. I think it was just a fun tournament, and it was good to, you know, go on a holiday, I guess, and be away with kids my age and just get that experience playing it in the Pan Pac. So yeah,
brilliant stuff. Now just rewind back a bit. That was your first year playing softball, so you came through a baseball pathway. You grew up with a baseball bat in your mouth, so to speak. You grew up learning baseball. You took on softball, which is a little bit different, and that was your first year. Have I got that right?
Yeah, I never played softball at club level. I just tried out for the team, and you know, I made it, and then I did it again the next year. So, yeah.
Did you shock yourself when you made the team?
A little bit. I thought, you know, I thought I'd just try out and see what it was like, see the tryout and the kind of girls that were there. And then when I made it the first year, I was pretty surprised. But, you know, the second year, there are a lot of girls that I actually knew from the previous year, which made it I think it made it a lot easier because, you know, I had some people I knew going into the second year.
Yeah. And for those who don't understand the difference between softball and baseball, just list out some of the differences that there are for a player.
Yeah, sure. So softball, you have bigger bats and a bigger ball. The dimensions of the field are very different. So I think softball's fence is, I'm not sure of the actual distance, but it's under 12s in baseball. So under 12s in baseball. And then
it's a 60-foot base path.
Yeah. And then in baseball, the dimensions are 90 foot and then 60 feet, 6 inches on the mound to the plate. And then usually about 320 feet to the fence.
Yeah.
So there's, and the pitching difference in baseball is that we throw over the top, and then softball is underarm. So
yeah, brilliant. So the underarm for softball is a little bit different in pitching, and that's what you're doing with the Aces, right? You're a pitcher. That's what you're labeled as, which is fantastic.
I had no chance pitching in softball. I was no good at it.
Well, that's pretty incredible to hear you say that, in that, you know, you're the leading pitcher at the moment, and it's a completely different style. So,
yeah,
brilliant stuff. Chrisanne, tell us just about that experience for you as a parent, watching your kids go through Team Vic from way back, you know, for Sam, but also for Genevieve as well. What was it like as a parent?
Well, it was fantastic that they were representing their state and involved in a school sport. Sam tried out and was successful under the tutelage of Peter Giles, who is an amazing baseball coach. You know, he's involved in School Sport Victoria, but also heavily involved in the Essendon Baseball Club. And, you know, the opportunities that he provides those young men is amazing. And the way he runs the program is just totally inspirational. He's just, I can't speak highly enough about Peter. He's just an amazing coach. And so Genevieve came along to the 2013 school boys, and, you know, she was a spectator, and it got to the point where she said, you know what, I want to have a crack at this. But, of course, being a girl and being primary school, she couldn't try out for baseball. So that's where the opportunity with the softball came into play. So when Sam was captaining the schoolboys in Adelaide at the Pan Pacs, she played softball. So both my husband, Brendan, and I were jumping from one field to the other, watching our kids play, because, of course, their games happened at the same time. So we had to spread ourselves over the two venues at Adelaide there. But that was pretty exciting too, watching both of them enjoying themselves and being involved. And the Pan Pacs were brilliant. You know, it opened their horizons to other cultures. And it was a really, really inclusive experience. And it was fantastic and something, I think, that brought a lot of depth and breadth to the programs run by school sports. So that was fantastic.
And Sam
I was just incredibly proud of the way that both teams contributed to the camaraderie at those events. Mm. It was really fantastic.
Brilliant stuff. And Sam came through 2013, 14, and then captain in 2015. How amazing you had two of your children at the same event, not in the same field, but at the same event, and you got to, you know, move between the fields. That's a pretty amazing experience as a family to go. You know, that it's awesome for families to have one child, but you had both, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What advice as a parent would you say to a parent listening in who has the next elite athlete, the next Melbourne Aces player, the next whoever it might be, international representative, the next Olympian living with them? What advice would you give to those parents looking back now?
Just, you know, support your children in whatever they want. And, it's sometimes you have to rejig your family life. There's lots of late night training sessions and things like that. But we've always put the children front and center. Unfortunately, children we only have for a short time and they're gone. So during this time that we've got them, we provide them with the opportunity and support that they need to aspire to whatever goals they set. And, just being there and being supporters is probably the greatest thing that we can offer.
Brilliant. And turning our attention to you, Genevieve, what would you say to a student that's, a girl who's looking at, wanting to be a baseball player or wanting to go against the grain in a sense and push against this male dominated, let's face it, some sports are very male dominated and baseball is one of them. What advice would you give to a girl like that listening in, a 12-year-old girl who's listening to you going, what do I do?
Just keep working hard, every training session you do and putting in all that work, it will pay off eventually. I know when I was little, there was a point where I was kind of like, is this ever gonna happen? And the hard work that I put in, every week, the late night sessions out at Altona, they all paid off eventually. And in the short term, it may not look like it's going to be promising, but if you set a goal and you stick to a plan, it'll pay off eventually. It's all about the hard work and balancing yourself out.
And what's it like being a female playing amongst men?
For me, it's always felt normal because I started playing t-ball when I was five, and from then I've just been playing with the boys. And a lot of the kids that I played with under 12s, when I was 10, 11, I've grown up playing with, and they're now some of the guys like Nick Bertucci, Bronson Neave, Nick Parton. I'm playing with them in the Aces now, and we've all grown up together. So it's very normal for me as a baseball player just because I've known them for so many years.
Which is fantastic. And is there anything for you as a parent, Chrisanne, that was there a part of you that was concerned that your daughter was playing amongst, men, how she'd be treated? Or I know the Aces are amazing and they're very welcoming and love equality and all that sort of stuff, but was there a part of you that felt, I'm not sure how this will go?
No, I never felt like that, but
That's awesome.
you do become a bit of a lioness, and you tend to want to protect her. And if you hear things that the naysayers are saying, it still grinds your gears a little bit. But the response to Genevieve's achievements has been far outweighed by that, by the positive feedback. And I can honestly say that in situations where people are not positive about her achievements, there is always a plethora of boys that have played either with her or against her that will back her up.
Yeah,
And
that's awesome.
that's happened time and time again. So, we've got her back, but so do her playing buddies.
Which is excellent, and it's needed in sport as well for when those hard times do come. I guess, again, as a parent, if you rewind the clock back a little bit, was there a time when you thought, this girl and my son could make it? They could make the big stage here. They could be playing for the Aces. They could be representing overseas, doing the Japan tour like she has. Was there a time when she was young when you thought she could make it?
I didn't ever look that far forward. The opportunities that came her way, she earned, and same with Sam. Sam was an extremely hard-working player, and kudos to him. He finished up his high school year, and then he went and sought a summer ball team under the guidance again of Peter Giles, but over in America, he sorted that himself. He was totally driven. He wanted to go to the States and go to a college over there to play baseball, and he made that happen. So My children have always worked really, really hard to get what they want. I've never had a plan for them. I've just followed them along on their journey and supported them where I could. So I've never expected anything. And a lot of both Sam and Genevieve's achievements have come from their sheer hard work and persistence.
Which is excellent. And I guess, Genevieve, you, who's better? You or Sam? Let's be honest. Come on. Who's the better baseballer right now?
We're very different players, I think. So I honestly couldn't compare us. He's 7 years older than me, and he could probably lift three times my body weight. But I throw a ball and he hits it. He can absolutely just mash baseballs. But I don't stand a chance. If we're comparing hitters to hitters, he wins that every day. We're totally different players, and I don't think it's something you can compare, especially when it's, he's a first baseman and I'm a pitcher. It's totally different roles. I could not tell you who's the better baseball player.
Look, it was a tongue-in-cheek question because I've actually heard you talk about Sam, and you speak very, very fondly of him. You have an amazing relationship, which is probably the envy of many around you, because you do get on with your brother. You do love him to bits. He loves you to bits, and he's very proud of you, and you're very proud of him. So it was a tongue-in-cheek question. But, Chrisanne, how did you balance the achievements of, because they're both the high achievers in sport? How did you balance both of them achieving so high as they were growing up? What was it like as a parent to do that?
Well, they're 7 years apart in age, so that helped.
Make the difference, yeah.
So, as I said, a lot of Sam's playing career in Australia, when he was representing School Sport Victoria and also Victoria in their elite squads, Genevieve was an observer. She was a family member. She came to the tournaments. She photographed her brother along with her dad. He's a photographer, so they were both clicking away, taking vision of all the players, including Sam. And then Sam was involved with Genevieve's development because he was her under 12 Mariners development coach. So, and he's been her coach at club level. So they tended to gravitate to each other when they could in their baseball journey. And he supported her, she supported him. And yeah, we there was very, very few clashes. I'd say Pan Pacs was our biggest clash as far as trying to spend our time or spread our
I'm
time
totally, yeah.
equally, because yes, having that age gap meant that Sam got to do a lot of his academy work before Genevieve was actually doing that elite stage of development in baseball. So we didn't have to juggle too much. And then he went off to the States, and thank goodness for technology, we were able to talk to him and watch his games and support him. A lot of it was done in, transit to Genevieve's tournaments, like when she was playing state at Geelong. On the way to the ground, we were listening to his games and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
We'll get to that in a second, Christiane, about having to say goodbye to the kids. But coming back to you, Genevieve, what you've got an elite athlete listening to you right now. What advice would you give to them as a player from a parent perspective? How would you guide them to treat their parents? Because you've got a great supportive parent, but what would you say to them?
Just be grateful. I think, my parents have given up so many hours traveling to take me to training and take me to games, and all they want to do is support you and help you get better. That's their number one job, and I don't think any kid should doubt that for a second. All a parent wants to do is help, and they just want the best for you, and I think being grateful for that is the most important thing you can do, especially in your sporting career. You just be grateful for your family members.
Now, Chrisanne, coming back to that, how is it saying goodbye to your kids? Because Sam's spent some time overseas. Obviously, Genevieve's got some time coming overseas. What's it like?
It's tough. It's You raise your children, you see them playing their sports, you love what they're doing, and they aim for the next level. And, you know, part of you is amazed and excited and grateful that they have this opportunity. But then it's hard to let them go. But in saying that, Sam was pursuing a dream of his, and again, we were there to support him, and it was fantastic, you know, that we could speak to him or text him on, and we did on a daily basis to make sure everything was going okay. And he had an amazing support network when he arrived in America. He had a coach from his summer ball team actually pick him up from the airport and take him to his, he was a sponsored player, so he had a host family. And that host family, Isabel and Mark Boyd in, what was it, Pool up in Washington State, they were amazing. They treated him as their own, and, you know, so much so that he ended up going to a wedding in San Diego of one of their relatives. So, you know, the welcome that he received was unbelievable. And those people, of course, have become close to our family. They've come out, we've seen them in Australia, and, you know, even the links with Genevieve, they've been contacting us and saying how fantastic it is. So, you know, Sam's made some amazing contacts over there, and, you know, the boys that he's played with, they'll be forever his friends. And and with the technology that is available today, you know, they're constantly conversing with each other. So he's been very, very fortunate. He was at an amazing JUCO and then got an offer from a Division I school to play in South Carolina, which he accepted, and he graduated with honours from there, and he was Male Student Athlete of the Year when he left his JUCO. So he's worked hard over there as he did here, and he's got the rewards for that. So,
brilliant stuff. And what was it like for you, Genevieve, saying goodbye to Sam? Because you're obviously very close as siblings. What was it like saying goodbye to him?
You know, when he first left, I think I was 11, 12 years old. So, you know, seeing your big brother, you know, your biggest role model, leave for the first time for 6 months, I think at first I was so upset, you know, because I felt like I was never going to see him again, and I felt like it was the end of the world. But I talked to him, and, you know, as time went on, it was just kind of a routine. You know, he'd come back for their summer break and the Christmas holidays, and it was just like it became a normal thing. But I think definitely at first it was something I had to adjust to, just because, you know, for 12 years of my life, I'd seen my brother every day, and then suddenly he was gone, and he was in another country, like 15,000 miles away.
And that makes it hard. And look, I take my hat off to you. It's pretty amazing. What's it like for you with the daunting aspect that you two will be going overseas? How are you feeling about, or potentially going overseas? How are you feeling about that?
It's something I'm really looking forward to. You know, I think America has really great programs, you know. It's something that in Australia we just don't have yet. We don't have that depth of playing and training like America does. So it's definitely something I'm looking forward to, and it's a huge goal just to go over there and play baseball every day.
Great. And last question for you, Chrisanne. You come from an education background. You're a teacher yourself, which is fantastic. What age do you teach, by the way? What age group?
I'm a high school teacher, so I teach 7 through to 12.
Nice. And what do you teach?
I teach food studies.
Nice. How did you, as a teacher, balance the importance of education and the importance of elite sport? Because let's face it, with elite sports people, it's not just community sport. They need to play at a very high, they need to train at a very high level, so it is demanding on your time. How did you balance the importance of education and the importance of the training?
Well, I always said to both Sam and to Genevieve, you only get to play if your grades are good. So first and foremost, you need an education, sports short term, but you have to have an education. And for Sam and Genevieve at high school level, they needed to get good grades to get a good college overseas, because all those things are taken into consideration. And the NCAA requested all their educational reports from year 7 through to year 12. So they had to make sure that they got good grades if they wanted. I mean, there's a college for everyone in America, but if they wanted to get a good college, they had to have good grades, because they may be chosen on their athletic performance, but if they can't maintain a 3.5, I think it's a 3.0 GPA over in college, then they don't get to play. So they have to be able to hold it as a student, not just an athlete. So it's always been school comes first and then sport comes second.
Which is fantastic. Now, Genevieve, you went to Flinders Christian School from P to grade 12. So you were a student at the same school the whole time, which is an amazing achievement in itself, which is pretty cool. If we fast forward 10, 15 years from now, where would you like to have seen your sport go, and what do you want to do life after sport? What does that for you look like for you?
I think 10 to 15 years, definitely just within those 10 to 15 years, working as hard as I can to see how good I can get and, you know, reach my full potential, and just seeing where that can take me, whether it's, you know, I just finish up with college baseball or I go on to sign professionally, and how high I get with that, whether it's low A, double A, triple A, wherever it is, just seeing how far I can actually get with all the work that I do. So definitely just seeing how far I can progress in the game in the next, like you said, 10 to 15 years.
Brilliant. And do you have any aspirations or dreams for after sport? Do you have anything that you'd love to achieve after sport, like a, I don't know, a business or something like that?
I think if I stop playing baseball, definitely being a sports psychologist or something in the psychology field is definitely a career that I'm interested in.
Good work. Well, thank you too for joining us. It's been a pleasure chatting to you. You're a lovely family, and you've got some pretty bright years ahead of you, Genevieve. I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You're an amazing athlete. We're very proud of the fact that you've come through the Team Vic program, and we'll continue to champion you as best we can all the way through your journey in sport.
Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for joining us, and we'll chat again soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, thank you for having us.